Yeah, well, they say lightning doesn't strike twice, but that's exactly what's happened at Disneyland Shanghai for the second time in less than 12 months. Thousands of visitors were trapped inside the theme park, apparently after there'd been an infected person or a close contact of an infected person that had been inside. So they were told that they weren't allowed to leave until they had a negative test. Authorities also announced that anybody that had been to the park since last Thursday had to go and get tested 3 days in a row. And we have to talk about this extraordinary video that's circulating on social media as well of people rushing for the exits and an employee of the park calling out to them saying that the amusements are still open and the restaurants are still open. I mean, this gives you an idea of how this sort of thing has really become normalized in this country. But people are incredibly afraid. They're afraid of these disruptive lockdowns. And right now, there are millions of people across the country in more than 200 separate lockdowns. And, you know, the government has really given itself an impossible task. It said that on the one hand, it wants to boost growth and help the economy recover. But on the other hand, it wants to stick with the zero COVID policy. But certainly when you look at this case, the Shanghai case, this is really going to affect consumer spending, particularly as we're seeing cases tick higher in this country.